It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Quick conversations about what people are talking about around the state today, this Friday. The Iowa National Guard is bracing for a possible reduction in forces. This as a Pentagon budget debate takes place in Washington. On Monday, U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel proposed reducing the nation's military to pre-World War II levels. That's in terms of personnel. The plan, now, it could be revised by Congress, but what Secretary Hagel proposes is to shrink the active duty Army from its current 522,000 soldiers to between 440 and 450,000 soldiers. This comes as the war winds down in Afghanistan and forces are refocused. Joining us now to discuss the possible impact on the Iowa National Guard, Colonel Gregory Hapgood, the Iowa National Guard's public affairs officer. Colonel Hapgood, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
At this point, what is known about the impact of the cuts on the Iowa National Guard?
Probably the most important thing to be known right now is these are simply recommendations. No actual cuts have been put into play. We are, watching the political process to see, how the Department of Defense's recommendations have been received by Congress and the President and the leadership of the governors who could be affected by this. I think the bottom line in the National Guard is that it looks likely there could be some reductions in the future, but I think it's going to be the depth of those reductions that really are the question that are dangling right now.
Mm-hmm. What is the range of contingencies that commanders at Camp Dodge are planning for in terms of personnel, equipment, maybe even facilities?
Well, it's been a number of months since the Adjutant General of the Iowa National Guard, Major General Tim Orr, directed planners for the Iowa National Guard to look at the possibility of reduction in forces and or equipment because of the drawdown of forces from Iraq and the probable drawdown in Afghanistan as well. With those marching orders, if you will, we have put together some courses of action depending on the size of the cuts, depending on how they could affect us. I think what we're really interested in is, are these, if you're talking about smaller cuts, it could simply be, certain units will get a little bit smaller in size, but if they're larger cuts, you could have wholesale units that would be deactivated. So, we're really interested to see, how that plan is going to shake out at the end result.
Mm-hmm. The Iowa Army National Guard in Iowa has, what, some over 7,000 troops, is that correct?
The Iowa Army National Guard is about 7,200 right now, and the Iowa Air National Guard is approximately 2,000.
Mm-hmm. So, worst-case scenario, how much could those numbers come down?
Well, given the plan that the Secretary of Defense announced, it looks like the worst-case scenario would be somewhere around the neighborhood between 9 and 10% of our force, which would be somewhere between 600 to 700, which could be reduced. The best-case scenario would be roughly 3%, which would be about 200 personnel that we would downsize.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, arguing for that best case scenario, and in that best case scenario, what or the worst case scenario, what would we notice in Iowa? Let's take the worst case scenario: 600 to 700 out of nearly 10,000 National Guard.
If you look at the worst-case scenario, that would probably mean the wholesale reduction of actual units, which then would require us, if units were deactivated, it would require us to actually close certain armories, depending on which armories those units came from. That would be the worst-case scenario for us.
Mm-hmm. And we have to remember that these deployments abroad have been something of an anomaly here in the last decade. In addition to that, the Iowa National Guard has been doing what? Helping out on a number of fronts here in Iowa.
Well, since September 11, 2001, probably most noted about the Iowa National Guard is we've mobilized and deployed more than 17,000 soldiers and airmen from Iowa for missions in more than 35 different countries. But our other job, our weekend job, if you will, is helping people right here at home in cases of natural disasters. So in that same time window, we've responded to multiple floods, blizzards, some significant tornadoes, and provided other support in Iowa communities. So we've been exceptionally busy over the last 12 years.
Let me put to you a question that no doubt our congressional delegation is facing in Washington in this debate. When looking for savings in the Pentagon budget, why shouldn't the Iowa National Guard share an appropriate amount of savings in burden?
Well, certainly, if you look at the United States military historically, we will ramp up in the case or increase the capabilities of the military in time of war. And when that war's over, then it's time to draw back down. And really, it's the natural cycle of things where we're at right now, that reductions are appropriate and that it looks likely that they will be happening. I think what you really get down to, though, is let's make the right reductions. Let's make the right balance of different kinds of capabilities and forces that are available. And I think that's really the crux here is what does right look like and what does balance look like.
Mm-hmm. A lot of discussion by the Defense Secretary Hagel about the military is about the reshaping of the military for the future. How specifically do you see at the Iowa National Guard these forces being reshaped for the future?
I think there's several different things in play if you look at it from a national military strategy or national security strategy standpoint, is that as a nation, we have shifted our focus really away from the Middle East and shifting it to the Asia-Pacific region. And with that comes certain capabilities that you need less of and certain types that you need more of. For instance, if you're moving your focus as a nation to the Asia-Pacific region, you probably need more naval assets and maybe more air assets, but perhaps less ground forces. And I think that strategy is driving some of these proposed reductions that we're seeing.
Colonel Gregory Hapgood of the Iowa National Guard, thank you for your time, sir.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.